Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. She responds to Lunishmas and Bakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddush in Daf Chofei. The Gemara Tap of Amud Aleph brings a story. There is these people called Sabe de Nazonia that did not come to the Shira of Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda told Rav Amnuno, you should go and put them in a closed place. Rashi says it means a din of Nidui. The fact that they have to be in a Nidui because they didn't come to the Shira. So Rav Amnuno asked him, what is the reason you didn't come to the Shir? So Sabe de Nazonia answered that we asked questions to Rav Chisda and he didn't answer it. I saw that Rav Chaim Palagi in his Sefer Techach Yischaim and Parshas Vayakel says, what are they trying to say? Trying to say Rav Chisda is not really our Rebbe. We asked questions, he never gave us an answer. So he's not a Rebbe, that's why he didn't come to the Shir. But that was not a good excuse, as he says there in the Techach Yischaim, because when the Gadol Ador gives a Shir, you have to go, even if you don't, he doesn't answer your questions. So then Rav Amnuno said, so why didn't you ask me the question? The Ben Yoyod explains, what does it mean? He says, I am the Meturgemon of Rav Chisda. He was the one who announced the Shir of Rav Chisda to everybody and explained it. So if you didn't understand Rav Chisda, you should have come to me, I would explain to you the answer. So they told Rav Amnuno their question. And Rav Amnuno did not know the answer. So they told him, Mashmechot, they asked him, what's your name? Amalu, Amnuno. He says, my name is Amnuno. So they told him, Lav Amnuno, Ela Karnuno. Your name should not be Amnuno, it should be Karnuno. Rashi says, Yoishev Kronos, a derogatory way that he doesn't really know what to answer. Tosfos brings that Nuno means a fish, and Hamnuno, it sounds like Hamnuno, a hot fish. Karnuno means a cold fish. So he told him, you're not a hot fish, you're not so delicious, you're a cold fish because you don't have an answer for us. The Chidah and the Ben Yoyodo over here, they take the theme of Tosis and they say it in two very gishmak ways to explain what's the difference between Hamnuno and Karnuno. So they both bring that the tzaddik is moshul to a dag. We compare the tzaddikim to fish. The Ben Yoyodo says clearly in the Zohar that the Tebi Chacham is called a fish. So explains the Chidah in the Sefer Maris Ha'ayim. He says like this, Ham Nuno, the first two letters are Hey and Mem. Hey and Mem represent the word Ma. Ma is this numeric value of Odom. Odom, Aleph, Dal, Mem, is the numeric value of Mem, Hey. A Tzadik Gomer is called Hashem Odom. He is the Odom Hashalom. A Tzadik was not the Tzadik Gomer. So the Sitra Achor, the Koiches around the world, have a little bit of Chizaboy. I mean, they have a little bit of connection to this Tzadik who's not a full Tzadik. And he brings the name of the Zohar, that the letters Kuf Reish are where the Sitra Achor connects to. Because he takes the letters Kuf Reish and he adds to the letters Kuf Reish, the letter Shin, and becomes Sheker. So says the Chidah, that's what they're telling him. Your name is Hamnuna. It sounds like you're Nuna, the fish, Tamil Chacham. But with a connection of the word Memhei, meaning Odom, the Tzadik Gomer. But you don't have to know how to answer our questions. That means you're not a full Tzadik. So really, you are Nuno with the word Kar, Kuf Reish, which connects the letter Shin, with the Sitra Achor has some connection. So your name should be Kar Nuno, not Ham Nuno. That's how the Chidah explains the difference between these two names. The Ben Yoyodah has a very long Arichus. We're just going to bring the synopsis of what he says. He focuses on the word Rikmo. Rikmo is one of the milas that Am Yisrael have. And Rikmo represents, he says, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. How is that so? So the Ben Yoyodah starts by saying, it says, Al tistakel bakankon el mash betoichoy. Don't look at the outer jar, look what's inside it. The reference is Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav is the kankon. That's the jar. That's the outside frame. But we don't understand what it is without having Torah Shebaalpeh. So if you have only the outside, really it's empty, it's rake, and it's a very limitation, Moshon Rak, it's only this. In order to really understand and expand upon it, you need a Torah Shebaalpeh, which goes into the Kankan. What represents the Torah Shebichtav is, as we said, Rak, Reish Kuf. What represents Torah Shebaalpeh is the letters Mem Hei. Why Mem Hei? So the Ben Yoyodah goes to explain that there's Yud Gimel Midoy Shatur and Yashas Behem, the 13 ways to dash on the Torah. And you can learn from your Rebbe, from your friend, and from your Talmud. So that's times 3. So 30 times 3 is 39. And you have Shisha Sidra Mishnah. So 39 plus 6 is 45. So according to Yeshua Pes Kol Ma, that's what the pasuk says. Ma Hashem Lekech Hashem Mimoch. What Hashem wants to use the Ma is the Yeshua Pes. And that goes back to the Mishnah. Atis Takel Bakankan. Don't look at the jar. Ela Ma Shebetoicha. Look at the Yeshua Pes, which is within it. So he says the material called Rikmo is both Yeshua Bechtav and Yeshua Pes. The rack represents Yeshua Bechtav, and the Mem A, the Ma represents Yeshua Pes. Together, you have Rikmo. So going back to our sugya, they told Rav Nuno, your name is Nuno Fish, which is Talmid Chacham, with the letters Mem Hey, Ham Nuno. Hey Mem is Mem Hey. That means you're supposed to know Teresh Rape, you're supposed to know the timing, the reasoning. You're supposed to have give us a good svara. But you don't know it. You just know the Teresh Bechtav. You just know the framework without knowing more than that. So really your name should be Rak Nuno. Reish Kof, which represents Teresh Bechtav, not Ham Nuno, which represents Teresh Rape. Two nifledic ways to explain this Gemara, which seems to be not understood at all. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list, or what's the group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.